four to 7 miles of barbed wire. I got a cobra snake for a necktie. A brand new house along the roadside. It's made out of rattlesnake hide. Got a brand new tin that they've built on top, and it's a made out of human skull. Come on, take a little walk with me, baby, and tell me who do you love.
Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio, Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. This is our 2015 NHL Draft Preview Show, so as we continue on, we're happy to bring on Craig Button, TSN scout and analyst. And Craig, thank you very much for coming on our show again for the upcoming NHL Draft. We always appreciate that.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Well, Craig, I want to talk, you just put out your final list, Craig's list for the 2015 draft, and there's a few players that we want to get your thoughts on, guys that were outside of your top 30. You know, a few players that we haven't actually had a chance to talk about on air. The first guy I want to get your thoughts on is Travis Konecny, who is a very highly skilled, but he's a smaller winger, but he's a guy that, from when I've seen him play, doesn't shy away, doesn't get intimidated. So he continues to do the things that he needs to do to be successful, and no one gets him sort of off his game that way, which is a reason why I appreciate him. What were the thoughts that you had watching him throughout this entire season?
Well, I've watched Travis actually since he was 15 years of age. So I've watched Travis for all that time, and he reminds me a lot of Patty Verbeek. Patty Verbeek scored 500 goals in the National Hockey League and was a player that didn't allow himself to be denied. And, you know, whether it was along the boards, it was in the corners battling for a puck or battling for position in front of the net or being able to score from 30 or 35 feet. You know, that's what Pat Verbeek contributed to teams, and I mean, those were very important elements, and Travis has those elements, and he's a dyed-in-the-wool competitor. He's a player that gets into the guts of the action, and he wants to make a difference. And when you watch Travis, you see him take a bite of the game. My biggest question, I think Travis is going to play in the National Hockey League. If he can improve his speed and his quickness, he has a chance to be a really good top-end player. But if he doesn't, that doesn't mean he's not going to play. It just means that I don't think he will be able to have that top-end impact. His impact will come more from the middle of the lineup, the forward lineup, with respect to his contributions. But to me, he's an NHL player and is going to add a lot to an NHL team.
Now, Craig, we just got back from the combine, and Konecny was actually second in pull-ups and fifth in the bench press, where you have to bench 70 to 80% of your body weight. So I guess strength's not going to be an issue when we're talking about this prospect.
I don't know. I mean, I have no idea. Like, the next player I see do a pull-up on the ice is going to be the first one. And usually when you're in the motion of doing a bench press, you're cross-checking somebody. You know, like, great. He did all those things. And I think it does speak to, like, some kind of general overall strength. But I can tell you this. When you watch players, and there's all types of different body type players and all different players with various levels of strength that play in the league and have success. So, I mean, great. I'm glad that he came in there, and, you know, the players want to put their best foot forward. But honestly, guys, doesn't mean anything to me.
I like the way he cuts through traffic, though. I'll say that. He does that really well.
Oh, no, I agree with you. He does do that. But you know what? He cutting through traffic, is an important element, and it's an element of determination as much as it is an element of strength. And if you have the determination and you improve your strength, you're going to be better at it. If you improve your strength and you don't have the determination, it doesn't matter.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, the 2015 Hockey Prospect Radio Draft Preview Show, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. We're speaking with Craig Button, TSN scout and analyst, about some prospects in his Craig's list. That's up on TSN.ca right now. Craig, want to ask you about Paul Bittner, big left winger out in Portland, 6'4", over 200 pounds. Put up good points this year, had 34 goals. 17 of them were clutch goals that mattered to the outcome of of his team, and you know, over 70% of his points came on even strength, which I thought was showed a really good contribution level when times are tough. What were your thoughts on Paul Bittner's play throughout this year?
I think that he steadily improved, and Paul is he can skate, he can think, he can make plays. I mean, he's very good at understanding how to play with good players. So that you know, that's a natural requirement when you move to the National Hockey League. You know, you'll be playing with very good players, and certainly when you play with Patan and you play with Bjorkstrand, you know, he showed that he can complement them, and he showed that he can take advantage of those skills. And you know, that to me translates to the National Hockey League. You watch him use his size in a manner. I wouldn't call him a rugged player, but I would call him a player that when he gains an advantage, he holds his advantage because of his size. And, you know, the ability to think and jump to holes and understand that by pulling a defenseman to the net opens up space for a player like Patan to do his thing. I think that speaks to really good hockey sense, and I think Paul has that. And, again, like, could he be a first-line winger in the National Hockey League? Yeah, he could be, but I see him right now as a real good second-line winger that will be able to kill penalties and, you know, again, maybe bump up your lineup if he continues to improve and certainly help on the power play. But certainly all the attributes of an NHL player are there with Paul.
Yeah, I do like his defense a lot, and I really like his fast release on his wrist shot. To me, he's got a pro wrist shot already.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things, too, is if you're going to play with good players, and when good players like Patan and Bjorkstrand get you the puck when you're in good position, mm-hmm. which Paul does a good job of doing, you better get that shot off quickly because, the players like Patan and Bjorkstrand, they create those opportunities, so you better be able to take advantage of what they create. And if you're holding on to the puck too long, you're not going to take full advantage of it. So a real important attribute to Paul's game, and I agree, does that very well.
Craig, when you look at a player like Bittner, that versatility and also that ability to play with high-end players reminds me a lot of Chris Kunitz in the way, like, they both have similar size, but, you know, when Chris came into the NHL, people weren't sure that he could play in a top two line, but he worked his way up and obviously showed it playing with Sidney Crosby that he has the hockey sense and understands what he needs to do to play with a high-end player like that. Do you see some similarities with that with Paul?
Well, I think one of the biggest things is you have to be able to think, and you have to be able to think fast. And, you know, when you're playing with high-end players, it, to me, it's not so much about keeping up. I mean, that's a requirement. You have to be able to keep up, but you have to keep up mentally. You have to be able to anticipate what's happening. You have to be able to take advantage of the opportunities they are going to create on their own. And if you can't get yourself in the position and you can't take advantage of their enormous skills, you're not going to be able to play with those guys. Those players are going to be left a little bit short. And I think that Paul has demonstrated that in Portland.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. This is our 2015 draft preview show. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Craig Button, TSN scout and analyst, about some players just outside of his top 30 that's on Craig's list on TSN.ca. Craig, the next guy we want to talk to you about is Daniel Sprong, a sniper right winger out of Charlottetown in the QMJHL. What are your thoughts on Daniel's game? He had a bit of an up-and-down season, but a guy who certainly has a nose for the net and has the ability to score goals from almost anywhere. How do you think he played and performed throughout this season?
Daniel's a fantastic, talented player. I mean, when you talk about the individual skills of skating, passing, shooting the puck, all those elements that stand out individually. You know, I mean, Daniel could be one of the most talented players in this draft. But as you move up the levels, you have to be able to use those skills in unison with your teammates. And I think that's an area that Daniel's going to have to learn and develop, how to work more in the team effort, so to speak. And I think that Daniel has shown it at times, and at other times he hasn't shown it. And I don't think it's a lack of willingness. I think that he sometimes gets a little bit too narrow focused and, you know, too tunnel vision. Oh, I got to do this. I can do this. And because you're that skilled and you have done it, sometimes you think that the next situation, dictates that that's exactly what you have to do. But you're playing against better players, obviously, at the National Hockey League level, and better players know how to take you out of your strengths. So if you're always going to be a one-on-one player, you know, teams or individual opponents are going to understand that, hey, listen, you're going to do this, I'll take you out of that. But when you start to open up the game and you start to move the puck and get the puck back, you are now going to become that much more dangerous. And to me, that's the area of the game that Daniel has to improve upon. At times you see that in abundance, and at other times you don't. And you know, no question in my mind that he's got the individual skills amongst the top players in this draft, but you know, how you use those skills to the maximum benefit, not only of yourself, but also for the team, are for me, the things that he has to work on.
Yeah, I'll tell you, on the positive side for moving up, I like the fact that he can work in small places. And on the negative side, I've seen where he tries to do too much at times.
Yeah, and that's it. That's it in a nutshell, right? And you love the fact that he's trying to do things. I mean,
right.
this isn't about a player that wants to be on the outside of the action or isn't trying to make things happen. That isn't the case at all.
No.
But, you know, the one thing that I'm always reminded of, and my father always used to say this, don't confuse activity with accomplishment. And I think that Daniel is in that category of player that has to find a way to use his activity in a more accomplished manner. And, you know, you're dealing with 17 and 18-year-old players. And, you know, I think that he's smart enough to understand that. And, you know, that's where he's got to understand that he can be that much more impactful by doing those things. And it becomes a big part of the development for him. And in terms of if he can do that, I mean, we might be looking back in a couple of years and saying, wow, how did that team get that player at that point in the draft? Which is really, to me, illustrates the importance of development.
Yeah, Craig, when I look at Daniel's game, it's a matter of, maybe it's perhaps where he played before he got to Charlottetown, where he was such the best player that he just did everything himself, where some other players may have surrounded themselves or played at a minor league level, bantam level, with some better players and had to use those players. I think if this kid can use the give and go more effectively and draw defenders towards him because of his skating ability, his puck handling ability, and dish it off and jump into a hole, he could cause some great opportunities at the next level as he moves into pro, as he gets a little bit stronger.
Well, and that right there is the developmental aspect of Daniel's game. And you know, you're gonna understand those individual skills are high end and dynamic, but you know, now as you develop them and help them understand that he can be even that much more dangerous by doing exactly what you point out, you know, that is the projection, and that's what you're looking at. Whatever team drafts him, they're going to be saying, okay, this is the potential we see in him, and now we have to help him reach that potential.
Well, Craig, we want to thank you very much for coming on our draft preview show. We always appreciate you coming on throughout the year and giving us great insight on the players that you've seen, and we look forward to seeing you at the draft in Florida.
I look forward to seeing you guys, too. Thanks for having me.
That was Craig Button, TSN scout and analyst. Russ and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more 2015 NHL Draft Preview Show on Hockey Prospect Radio right after these important messages. Who do you love?